Okay, guys, we're gonna play the telephone game, so you all know how this works. We all whisper something, and the last person says what they heard, but it might not be what. Okay, so I'm gonna start off.
I have my telephone right here.
No, it's not a game on the telephone or with the telephone. It's a the name of the game is telephone. It's a spoken word game.
I have Verizon.
He seems to not be understanding what's happening here. He has like a something socially. He doesn't understand social cues. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Who invited him anyway?
Why are you all talking about me? I can still hear you.
We're going to change the rules a bit. We're going to whisper the person who has to immediately leave the party. Ready?
Wait a second, that's my name.
And the beastly horde approached the castle gates as a ruinous multitude of malice, but the king was prepared. For the blue wizard had warned him. There will be danger, and there will be crossbows.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of There Will Be Crossbows.
There will be crossbows.
That's the theme
Yay.
song. Not really. The theme song was the other thing we play. Today's theme is from loyal listener. I don't know how loyal he is, honestly, because he probably listens to other things too, but whatever. It's from Jason. Jason, thank you so much for today's theme, which is loud.
Loud is one of my least favorite adjectives to describe something.
In general, I hate adjectives, but
Really?
yeah, I don't know. Don't you have strong feelings about different parts of speech?
Not generally. I think they're all useful, and especially adjectives. I love adjectives. I think they're groovy.
Oh, I see what you did there. Well, we'll see how groovy it is to be loud today in our second week of trying a long-form improv format. We're going to do a bunch of scenes. They're going to continue some stories. You'll either like it or you'll stop listening. We'll see which one.
Yeah, if you prefer this format, or if you'd like us to try something else, you gotta pay.
That's right. And so far, since we have no current structure in which you can do that, we get to call the shots. So without further ado, here is Loud.
Are you sure we don't want any more further ado?
The ado is a did. And now comes the improv.
All the machine's broken. I can actually hear myself thinking here for once.
Yes, that's good. It's good. It's a little bit of a hindrance to our work as engineers with all of the machines broken.
I think it's good to not be just producing all the time. Producing is good, but I feel like it's kind of become our focus.
Samuel, I can't help but ask. When you came in here this morning, you said all of the plugs and cords had just been cut by somebody.
Yeah, I used passive voice on purpose. They've been cut.
Right. Doesn't that seem intentional? Shouldn't we look into that? That sounds a little bit like sabotage.
Well, I mean, you can look at it as sabotage, or you can look at it as the gift of non-productivity.
Wait a second. I think I know what's going on here. You know,
It's not too camouflaged.
I've always had a very keen detecting eye, and now it's perfectly clear to me. The person who cut the cords works for a rival engineering firm who has made you an offer. You allowed him to come in the middle of the night to cut the cords so that you could take the offer, therefore getting a leg up on the competition, formerly them, but now, in the future, with your new position, us. I've solved the mystery.
I did it, okay? I cut all the cords.
Look, you don't have to take responsibility for that saboteur in the rival engineering firm. I won't let you take the fall for this. I know what you're trying to do.
Look, you're right about the rival engineering firm, okay? I'm supposed to go over to Grainer and Associates 3 weeks from now.
I knew it. God damn it, I'm a good detective. Why did I become an engineer?
But I thought maybe my last week here could just be me and you and the other guys. We just get to know each other a little bit. I've worked here for 6 years and we don't know anything about each other because there's constant noise coming from everywhere.
You're right. I never thought about it like that, but we could spend some quality time trying to figure out which one of us is the mole that allowed the saboteur to come into the firm.
Pinkman, it's me. I did it.
You know, you've got such a good heart. You're always trying to cover for everybody else's mistakes. That's why I'd like to make you a counteroffer. If you don't leave for Grainier, I'd like you to take my position.
Wait a second. Pinkman, did you get a competitive offer as well?
But why would you ask that?
See, I thought it was weird when I came in here and I cut all the cords. I came back through later on and they had been cut again.
Damn it! I've been found out.
Who's there?
Hey, it's me. It's your neighbor. It's Jim.
Not so loud. I just got the baby to sleep.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's your neighbor, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Listen. I just wanted to apologize for last night. I was not expecting the 4 a.m. impromptu rock concert in the duplex next door. I'm so sorry. I hope it didn't disturb you guys. I bet you probably couldn't even hear it.
No, we were awake all night.
Oh, well, okay. If you're awake all night, it probably didn't bother you then that we were having a really loud impromptu rock concert. It's just like the guys got back in town. We all got the guitars off the walls. We plugged in the amps. We just let it rip. We couldn't help ourselves.
No, look, Jim, it was your music that kept us up all night, okay? When you live next door to The Doors, you expect there to be some rock concerts happening, okay? We knew that was going to happen. But 4 a.m. is really excessive.
All right. I hear you. That's why I came to apologize. I brought you some home-baked scones.
That's... Thank you. I'd be happy to take those. We cannot wake up the baby.
Okay. Where do you want the scones, then? Should I just...
Jim!
Oh, sorry, right. I just couldn't hear you very well through the... You're just cracking the door so slightly.
Okay, I'm gonna open the door a little bit more to accept the scones. But okay. If you wake up the baby and it scurries out into the wilderness, that is a situation we cannot have.
Look, we live right next to an enchanted forest. I'm sure if your baby were to scurry off into the wilderness, it would be well tended to by some kind beasties.
No, that happened before. Remember when you had the 2 a.m. concert about 6 weeks ago? The baby scurried off into the forest and it came back with all pointy teeth.
Well, I'm sorry, man. Look, like, I'm sorry, lifestyles are incompatible. But like, I would have stopped at 2 a.m. this time, but we had to play an encore, man. You gotta have
an encore. I love your music. I do. I love it. I actually have all your albums.
Listen.
We can't, not with the baby.
Why don't you let me in real quick and I'll sign one or two of the albums. I'm not going to sign all of them. That's excessive for what I did, but I feel bad, so I'll give you at least one autograph.
Okay, make it fast and quiet.
Okay, thanks. Holy shit, your kid has fur!
It's time to climb the tower, to ring the bell and wake up all of the townspeople.
Very well. This week, Igor, it would normally be my turn, but I believe you should ring it for a second consecutive week. I give you my responsibility of ringing the bell today.
Oh, thank you. It is I who will receive the adulation of all the people who were reluctant to rise in the morning.
Yes, and it is you who will fall to your death if one of the ladder rungs is a little rickety. So... with risk comes reward, Igor.
Luckily, I have this morning already popped over to the Home Depot to purchase a new aluminum ladder so that risk has been completely eliminated. Sorry, got excited about Home Depot.
I, I thought you were a Lowe's shopper. When did you start shopping at Home Depot?
Lowe's does not open until 7 a.m. and they were not yet open when I needed the ladder.
We make the decisions about the clock tower together, Igor.
The ladder is not part of the tower itself. It is an auxiliary thing. I thought perhaps I could make this decision unilaterally.
But you go behind my back and you decide to buy a fancy new ladder with our clock tower money.
So it was a necessary addition to prevent the death of one of us, probably me.
You've outsmarted me, Igor, for the last time. I am leaving the clock tower forever and starting my own rival clock tower on that hill, 2 meters away.
It's a very close hill. It could almost be said to be the same place we are currently residing. We could easily leap from one tower to the other. We should have been using it the whole time.
If you hadn't spent all of our money on a ladder, we could afford a small bridge and then ring both bells. But we couldn't make that decision because you acted unilaterally.
Perhaps if you had attended the staff meeting last Tuesday, this could have been on the docket.
We are the staff, Igor. There's only two of us on the staff. The meeting is you and me. It is not a meeting if it is just you.
Exactly. That's why I could have used you there.
I'm going to my new job and that clock tower.
The one 2 meters away.
Yeah, just that one right there.
I shall miss you.
I will not be very far, Igor. We can still talk to each other while we're ringing the bells at the same time.
I would like that.
But we shall talk as rivals. Samuel, what a surprise. It's amazing that we're seeing each other at a new job. Welcome, I guess.
Well, Pinkman, we both got lured away the same day.
I know, it's fantastic. I mean, we get to keep our working relationship and we get to work at this awesome new company, which is way more successful now that somebody sabotaged the shit of our old company.
They're completely shut down. And you and I, we're working in a place that's so quiet. I love it. This is exactly what I was expecting from a feather manufacturer.
Well, I think we're going to be happy here. I wonder if they ever did catch the saboteur.
We both know who the saboteur was.
Okay, don't patronize me. I know that it's an unsolved mystery.
Pinkman, we could just leave it behind. It's our old place. We don't even have to worry about it or even think about it ever again.
Fine.
We can just, you and I, we can concentrate on feather operations.
Fine, but in the back of my mind, it'll always just tickle my brain like a little feather.
For just a second, try this on. Okay. Okay, see your stomach right here? There's your stomach right here in front of us. Now then, here is something for you to try on.
Blah.
No. My God, I'm sorry. I didn't expect you to vomit.
Well, what was the meaning of that?
Okay, so should we open up an investigation into how your stomach just got hit?
You think it was a saboteur?
It was definitely a saboteur.
Somebody came in here and with a sleight of hand made me think that you punched me so hard I vomited. But we're already at Grieveman, so it must have been one of our new coworkers.
I definitely just hit you. It was me.
No. Again, you're trying to take the fall. I know you want to make a good impression on your new team, but there's got to be something else to this. Oh, boy, sorry, it still hurts. My stomach.
Honest, Pinkman, I did not hit you that hard.
It's exceptionally weak stomach. Always been one of my failings.
Do you see how I said that just now? I did not hit you that hard.
Exactly.
That was
you
me.
You did not hit me at all. Because I know that it was the new saboteur. There's a mole somewhere in this company. From our old company. And we have to stop him before he cuts the cords of all of the quiet feather-making equipment. My God, we're on the case again, Samuel.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back. You and I, we're going to either solve this or not.
Hello?
Hey, Jim. It's me from next door.
Dude, it's
11 a.m. in the morning. What the hell are you bothering me for?
I should just say that 11 a.m. always comes in the morning, so you don't actually have to say the morning. You can either pick a.m. or the morning.
I'm sorry. Let me rub the sleep out of my eyes dramatically. What do you want?
It's me, man? Dave, from next door.
Yeah, I know. Did I wake your baby again? Look, dude, I'm sorry.
No, I wanted to see if the baby is over here. The baby is not in my cottage.
You're missing your baby?
It's slithered off somewhere.
Oh, hell no. Oh, that sucks. Hold on, let me check. Any of you guys a human baby? Or like a partial, like kind of monster baby thing because of the, what happened in the woods the first time? Anybody?
No, dude, but all our chickens are dead.
Look, man, I haven't seen your kid, but if it helps at all, somebody massacred all of our livestock.
Oh, no, I'm not supposed to feed the baby livestock.
Look, we throw on some pants and we can head into the Enchanted Forest and try to track down your kid.
I would really appreciate that. I know you just got to bed. You're going above and beyond your as a neighbor here.
Yeah, no problem. You want to link arms and sing the Into the Woods song as we do this?
Into the woods.
It's time to go with your friend Jim. He lives next door.
Into the woods, we'll find my babe. And we'll be home this evening.
Dong, 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 dong.
Ding, 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 ding.
Dong, dong.
Ding, ding.
Dong,
ding. Ding.
Dong, dong.
That should not have had a different tone to it.
Hey, Igor, over here. Can you see me?
Bellsmooth, hey, how's it going?
I heard your dinging from all the way over here, 2 meters away.
Yeah, I heard your bells too. You're sounding great, buddy.
You know, with your dinging and my donging, if we put them together, we could make a beautiful cacophony that would wake the village.
When I hear your dong, I think, what a world I live in to be able to be in the presence of a dong such as this.
You flatter me, Igor. I could never ding the way you do. I just watching you over there, just dinging away, and it is music to my ears, specifically the monotone dinging.
But my ding shrinks in comparison to your massive dong.
What if we used your new shiny ladder? Use it as a bridge between the two bell towers, and we dinged and donged together all day long. Actual clock times be damned.
I can't think of anything I would rather do.
All right, you two. Listen, you've both been good additions to the company for the 2 days you've been employed, but you're also stirring up a lot of trouble. You guys are going off your conspiracy theories about there's a mole here, there's an unsolved mystery here, somebody tricked him into punching me, things like that.
Hey, boss, who was it that solved the mystery of who clogged the chicken intake chute? That was us.
It's true. All right, to be fair, you solved one actual mystery and you made up several hundred and you've been on the job for just mere days. I don't know that that's a great ratio. Look, you hired us to be thinkers, right? You hired us because we're the greatest minds of the competition.
We are saving this company literally billions of dollars every day because we are solving mysteries. We're figuring shit out.
I'm not so convinced. Oh my God. Of course you're not. Because you're the mole. We got him. Our boss was the mole for the rival company the entire time. He's been the saboteur.
The company is rotten from the top.
You were the one who sent somebody to cut the cords at our old company. You were the one who made him punch me in the stomach until I vomited 8 times in succession.
You were the one that planted this mind control chip just behind my ear that I just noticed.
You were the one that printed "In God We Trust" on currency in a non-religious country. Damn it! You boys figured me out. I thought if I fired you fast enough that you wouldn't get to the bottom of this. Fine. It's been me the whole time. Urgh. That's right.
That mask looks
a lot like your original face.
Thank you, thank you. The company I actually work for makes facial molds for the Mission Impossible guys.
Oh, is that company hiring?
I'll get both of you top-level executive positions at the Face Factory.
I do love top-level executive positions that I get due to some sort of back office chicanery. Jim, it's getting dark out here.
I'm a little worried. When it gets this dark, I like to already be playing the opening number, and I knew I shouldn't have left the guitar at home.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to make you miss your big concert tonight.
It's all right. I should have been there for you and your kid. It's my fault that he ran off in the first place. So we got to find that kid.
Oh, man. The consequences of me having this monster child just... they're stacking on each other every single day. I've already missed my entire day worth of work. I'm going to be fired.
Look, the sooner we can find him, the better. If you want, we can ask this mystical old man, elf, sitting on this log over here.
Whoa, shit, I didn't even see him sitting there.
Ask me the questions three, but it be thee that asketh me.
What? Yeah, forget this guy. We'll just fight him ourselves.
Yeah, we completely can ignore that.
I think I see some rustling in the bushes over there. I think that's worth checking out over asking the mystical old elf man any more questions.
Don't leave me. I'm so lonely.
I'm going to blindly stick both of my hands into this dark bush.
I don't see a better option. Go for it.
It's Clarabelle.
Is that your kid?
Yes, that's my child's name. I'm sorry if I've never introduced you formally.
No, that's fine. Well, great. Is he
Jim? Clarabelle? Clarabelle, this is Jim Morrison.
Hi, Clarabelle. Holy shit, you're an interesting looking kid.
Yeah, she's not been the same since she came back from the Enchanted Wood.
I'm just glad this whole thing ended with the safe return of your monster baby in the Enchanted Forest.
Now let's get you back to town so you can have your gig, Jim.
All right, townsfolk. We are now going to execute Igor and Bellsmooth, the rival bell tower operators, death by hanging for the excessive racket they have bestowed upon the town 24 hours a day. We have lost all sense of time. They have ruined our daily lives, and now we shall put them both to death. Rabble for me.
Rabble, 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 rabble.
Rubble, 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 rubble. Y'all didn't even ask. You just went directly to execution.
This is grossly unfair. Igor and I were doing our responsibility to bring sweet music to your lives.
And you punish us for it by killing us. Unacceptable.
Yes, who will ring the bell now? Nobody. Yes, actually, that is by popular demand. What the townsfolk have demanded is that there would be no more bell towers. We're burning them both to the ground this evening, shortly following your execution. It's a day packed full of activities. We're all actually very excited about it. We're going to make a festival out of this.
Who will rouse you in the mornings?
If you are not roused by my dong and his ding early in the morning, you will have no quality of life. Mark my words.
Consider the consequences of your actions before you take them.
Rabble, rabble. Huh.
Rubble, rubble. Huh?
Hmm.
Hmm.
Wait, townsfolk. Do not back down on me now. We were about to instill mob justice on these two weirdos. Come on.
No, consider last summer when they both took the day off. I slept until noon and my entire crop was ruined.
I didn't have a bath that day, or any other day surrounding it, because I didn't hear the dong.
Yeah, on that day, that was the day that my child crawled into the wilderness and came back a hideous beast.
Our security watchman didn't come into the engineering firm, and it allowed a saboteur to come in and sabotage our machinery because we didn't hear the ding or the dong.
Fulfill important functions in society, you cannot kill us.
All right, well... the mob has turned against me, the town chancellor, and I have no choice but to abort the executions of these two whack jobs and send them back to the bell towers to resume their job.
We're canceling the festival of the bell tower burning.
Bellsmooth, you know they do have a point. We could stand to ring the bells less than all day long.
Right. I wish they had just talked to us earlier. We are fully prepared to just, you know, take it back a notch in exchange for our lives.
Frankly, it's less work for us.
All right. Well, a message received loud and clear.
The ding. This could have been a meeting or an email.
Right, right. Next time, just you guys, just come talk to us. We're just right there. The bell towers are just 9 meters from this execution spot.
It's you could even just like raise your voice a little and just say, hey, and we'd hear you.
The entire town is like 100 square meters. It's a really small area. We could all just kind of talk this out.
Yeah, let's try a little more communication in the future.
All right, yeah. We get it. Go get out of here. Get out of here. We've got other important matters to discuss with the mob. Welcome to Samuel & Co. Detective Agency. We can crack any case.
I'm so glad that I found you all. You're not even in the phone book. Are you relatively new?
No. If we put ourselves in the phone book, we would be sabotaged as we were at our 3 previous places of employment. That is why we maintain utmost secrecy and only hand out business cards to people we think need detectives.
Oh, fantastic. You're exactly what I need then. I live in a town whose only way to wake up is 2 bell towers, and they were both mysteriously burned down one morning.
It was a mole. That'll be $50.
Hello, honey. How was your time in the forest today?
The forest trees were cruel to me. They treated me very beastly.
The counselor said that we should work on our direct communication, so I should tell you right now that perhaps it's the semi-rhyming way that you speak that is off-putting to some people, including me.
I thought it was because I was an old weird elf man sitting on a stump all by himself in the woods, but...
It doesn't help. The tragedy that our bell towers were both burned down. I was able to secure additional employment for both of us, however. Some positions opened up in the Feather Factory.
I'm glad to be back on your side again, Igor.
I've been taking some speech therapy, which is affecting the way I talk literally in every interaction you and I have.
We don't have to even go into it. I don't think anybody really cares, Igor.
I'm self-conscious about it.
I know, but honestly, like, I didn't even notice. I was just too busy hearing myself talk.
That's all we've got for today. Hey, that went okay, James. Nice job.
Yeah, I really liked the puns you made about the dong. I think that was really insightful humor.
Yeah, you know me. I shoot for as highbrow as I can get.
That's what our listeners know us for. And I'm glad they found that baby. I was honestly really worried that was going to take a turn for the South. And, you know, that would have been upsetting to me.
It would have been. I would hate for the story of Jim Morrison to end in some sort of tragedy.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but my Jim Morrison impression was probably the shrewdest celebrity impression that I've done as of late.
Oh, yeah. Even looking at you, you immediately took on his physicality and everything. It was like Jim Morrison was before me.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to edit out the part where I thought I was Jimi Hendrix because I didn't actually know who the front man was for the Doors. I'm just going to edit that completely out of the episode.
Yeah, I think that's fine. No one will ever know.
Awesome. Well, another successful week. Do you want to just like nod smugly into the camera for the next 20 minutes?
I think that's a great idea.
Let's just roll the credits over this. Hell yeah. Yep, there they are. There they are. Fuck yeah. It's editing magic.
Oh, something was misspelled.
Oh, shit. I'll fix it in post.
What if there's a saboteur?